Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast. It is lawn mowing season, which Coach Tro calls podcast season. You get grass is starting to grow, right? You put the podcast on, all right, and you rock and roll with the Coach's Edge this time of year. So thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Steve Kramer. If you're new to the Coach's Edge podcast, welcome. Thanks for checking us out. We're talking four out, one in motion offense today. And we got another one coming up pretty quick on the dribble drive offense. But this time of year, as I mentioned, great time for personal development as a coach. You know, if you have players that are really playing a lot of ball, probably playing AAU. You have players that are multi-sport athletes. They're in track or baseball or softball or whatever that might be. This is a great time for us to put the plan together for what June's going to look like. Probably maybe doing a little individual work, small group work with a few players here and there, but big time personal development for the spring. And so my hope is that the Coach's Edge podcast can be a little bit of that for you. Four out, one in motion offense. I want to talk about some of the principles, some of the main actions that we can install with our team. And then we'll talk a little bit about personnel and skill sets and things like that. Different from the dribble drive, the four out, one in motion offense that we're talking about today, a lot of screening actions on ball and off ball. But before I get to that, let's talk about the common principles that we want to have. All right. From getting the ball all the way up into our offense. Okay. Do you have these things in place? If you're trying to run an offense that is much more predicated on reading and reacting to what the defense is doing compared to set plays. Now, if you know, you know. I have no problem with coaches running set plays. I think we all need some in the back pocket to get a specific shot, get something going, get somebody a touch. But generally, we want to play the game, and we want to teach kids how to play instead of just teaching them plays, right? And so a mix of this, but predominantly we teach in our offense. What does that look like? Let's start with the basics. Are we advancing the basketball up with a pass, right? The pass is faster. Are we getting the basketball up the court with a pass? And once we get the basketball down, right, are we able to do two things? Are we able to change sides of the floor? And are we able to get inside-outside touches? Those are huge, right? You've seen the statistics on forcing the defense to shift laterally, move side to side. It's hard to move side to side. It's hard work to move side to side and play defense. Can we get the defense to do that? Can we get inside out touches that could be from drive actions, that could be from post touches, getting the basketball into the paint? Number four, shot selection. Do we understand the difference between an average shot, a good shot, and a great shot? And praising the one more pass. The one more pass. It's not just drive kick. It's drive kick swing, right? It's that drive kick extra pass coming across. That's what really gets the defense. When I'm doing my basketball camps and we get into some small sided games, we work into some actions sometimes. Like sometimes we'll do like a 3-on-0 action and then we'll add the small sided game into it. And we'll talk about the importance of getting the defense to contract and then expand. But we also talk about, okay, that's one thing, contract and expand, but can we get it to contract, expand, and rotate? Now you're really in trouble. You know, the simplest form of this could be like, let's say I throw the ball to you in the post, then I stay in the same spot and you kick it back out to me. So defense moves out, it contracted, kicked it back out, defense expanded, didn't have to rotate though, right? So even from a 2-on-0 aspect, can I kick it to you in the post and then I relocate? Or if someone's driving and I'm on the wing, do I drift down to the corner, right? So we're getting the ball in, the ball out, but there's also some rotation involved. And obviously the higher level of that is the actual pass that goes out into another pass, right? That swing, that one more pass. Praising the one more pass, this goes into good shot versus great shot, okay? So we really want to make sure that our players understand. And if you're one of our Coaches Edge Coach members, we have the presentation on the shot selection grading scale. Really, really good stuff with Coach Tro. And I think we actually have a presentation that he kind of led. And I have another presentation in there, breaking down shot selection a little bit differently. So you can kind of pick and choose what you like from those two presentations on the membership. Got to understand shot selection. And then five, what are the spots if we're running four out, one in? What are the spots that need to be filled at all times on the perimeter? The wing corner areas and the seams, right? And so are we, the sooner we can get to the locations that we need to be in, right? And then the faster we can get down to business. And so those are our main principles, our five main principles that we're starting with: advancing the basketball up with the pass instead of the dribble, changing sides of the floor, inside out touches, the one more pass, right? Good shot, great shot. And then understanding, are those spots being filled? That's our five things we got to have, right? That's a little bit of the framework for what we're trying to work in. Okay, now what are the actions? The main actions that we're working out of from a screening standpoint are down screens, flare screens, and ball screens. It all ties into, you know, some of the read and react principles of playing off of the ball, playing off of the defense, reading how they defend a down screen, right? If I'm on the right slot, I pass to the left slot, and then I down screen for the player in the right corner, right wing. Reading, right? Are we curling, and then we're popping off that, right? Is there a slip, and then we're popping off that? Is it a soft curl? Is it a tight curl? Is it a pop out to the wing, right? And then I can fill the corner. Or what are some of these actions that we're working on, right? I also want to throw dribble handoffs in there, even though it's not in there. The dribble handoff is a great way to get the defense to move laterally and get the basketball in other people's hands. Sharing the sugar, just getting that touch on the basketball, that feel for the basketball is very, very important. Are we doing a good job breaking down flare screens? Again, breaking down this from the simplest form. If it's a slot-to-slot pass, we got a corner coming up to set a flare screen for one of the slots and reading the actions off of a flare. We have that. Ball screens, incorporating the big most of the time, who's our in, right? Incorporating where those ball screens going to take place, right? How are we able to find the windows and get that slight relocation movement to play off of the driver, our post player setting the ball screen. There can be times where they can get into pick and pop actions as well. Sometimes those pick and pop actions, you're going to have somebody else take the low spot. Your players understand those things, right? But this is getting into our personnel, which is the next thing that I want to touch on. So if you're talking about the main actions of the offense, there's progressions and there's reads that need to be made. These are all in the Coach's Edge membership, by the way. All the video breakdowns, 2-on-0 with ball screens and flare screens and down screens, and we add in 3-on-0, 4-on-0, and then build up to 5-on-0. It's all in there on video. Talk about the personnel. Transitioning with the personnel. Their preferences, strengths, and weaknesses from a point guard who's generally bringing the basketball down. What are some of their strong suits? How can we put them in a position to succeed? Do we have two people maybe that can play that role at the same time? They also need ability, if they're going to be on ball that much, to be able to have the ability to play off ball. What about our wings? Are they running wide? Are they able to sprint to the wing corner area with their head turned because we expect that basketball to get up, right? Just because you're the point guard doesn't mean you're going to dribble the basketball over half court every time. You just might be the one that has the responsibility of advancing that pass. What about the trail, right? A lot of times if our wings are running the side, okay, we have our point guard bringing it up on one of the slots, and we have our trail filling one of the other slots, right? A lot of times if it's a made basket, that would be the person that is taking it out of bounds. They throw it in. They're the opposite seam of the point guard. And then you're in, you're five, they're the one that's rim running. And if we don't have anything there, they're running. We don't have anything with that pass ahead, boom, quick dump down to the post. Then they just go to the ball side. They're going to start posting up, right? And that's going to be how we're going to transition into our offense. That's going to be their initial responsibility, rim run. If we don't have anything on that initial rim run, we're going to post up on the strong side block. First things they need to think about. Simple, right? And so that's our transition from the backcourt, right? Getting up into the front court, knowing their responsibilities. It can be as simple as our point guard. Get specific as like, they're really good on the right side. Okay, well, we're going to put them in positions where they're probably going to be able to bring the basketball up on the right side. Higher level players, this may not, you know, come into effect as much. Be good going either way. Everybody needs to know their responsibilities transitioning from the backcourt to the front court, right? And you get in your skill sets. What are the skills and how do you complement the players in your program running your four out, one in? All right. Your point guard, they have the basketball in their hands a lot. They need to be able to do a lot of things. They need to be able to shoot it. They need to be able to attack, create, finish. They need to be able to handle the ball against pressure. They need to be able to use screening actions on ball and off ball. In this offense, there's a lot of screening actions on and off ball. They got to be able to do those things. Same things with our wing players, right? Not as much responsibility as far as bringing the basketball up against pressure, but all those things that I already mentioned, they need to be able to do, as well as being able to make plays off of minimal dribbles, off of the catch, off the rip. Catch, rip, catch, shot, fake, right? One dribble, two dribble, get into a crack, kick out, re-space. Your fours need to be able to play both inside and outside depending on the matchup, right? Do they have the ability to be able to face up, to be able to beat somebody off the dribble? Do they have a high IQ when it comes to screens, reading their defender, reading the cutter's defender? They're going to be in a position a lot of times where they're going to be the one setting the screens. When it comes to running a four out with a lot of these screening actions, it doesn't have to be robotic. Certain players are going to have certain responsibilities. Your four may be more of a screener when it comes into a situation with one of the wings, off-ball screens. When it comes to, okay, the person that has the basketball is the point guard. Their responsibility, okay, this person must set a ball screen for, not an off-ball screen, right? They're not going to be coming off of as many screens. This is just an example. They could. Right. So if they're on the same side and there's a screening action that needs to occur, they're in the right corner and they got a wing at the right seam. A lot of times in our offense, let's say that top player on the seam is going to go set a down screen for a player in the corner. Not in this situation. It's going to be a flare. Instead, we're going to try to run a flare action because that's a four. They're a really good screener. Right. And we don't want them curling off of a three for a shot anyway. Again, just as an example. There's your five. They have a good inside presence. Are they able to score in the post? That's one of the things I love about college basketball this year, men's and women's, just to see post play. And it's not like I'm a big post play person. I just like variety. I like variety. If everybody's playing post, then I'd want a little more, you know, perimeter play. But so much of the game is perimeter play. It was just really good to see teams still getting it done by playing high level in the post. And if you can have other players that can post up, not many people are teaching post defense. Absolutely, that can be an advantage for your team to be able to put different people in the post and make them pay. So as you think about putting your players in a position to succeed, you give them some of these responsibilities from, you know, transitioning down. Right, you've broken down what are some of the main actions that we're going to work on. Do you understand how to read a down screen? Do you understand how to read a flare screen? Do you understand how to read a ball screen? Now we're starting to really put the pieces together for a solid offense that is not led by the coach. It's not calling out, hey, this person needs to be in the right corner. This person needs to be at the elbow. They're just playing, right? But we give them enough structure that they can play this game, create mismatches, create situations where the ball's inside, the ball's outside, we're getting a one more pass, we're getting a chance to re-attack, be able to pull it. And again, one of the reasons I love the four out is there's still an emphasis on getting the ball into the post. Even if you don't have a scoring type big, it doesn't even have to be a big, but getting the touch in the post. Touch in the post. Like, I watched the NBA playoff game yesterday, and I think there were four or five straight possessions where the ball didn't get below the it never got in the paint. And the ball, I think maybe one of those possessions got actually below the free throw line. And it was like, it was a pass to one of the corners for a three. I think they were all threes that were taken. And here I'm looking at it like, man, that's not my kind of basketball. Like, let's get it inside. Let's get it outside. We can get a lot of these threes at any point. So why settle? Right. Here's the thing. Like, I'm happy with, if you're a good shooter shooting threes, absolutely, man. That was my job, was to shoot. I got paid to shoot. I love shooting. I love teaching shooting. I love everything about shooting. I love going to my driveway shoot. But I don't like settling, right? I don't need to take a shot that I know I can get at any point when I got even a 24-second clock, try to get something better. And so that goes back into one of our five key principles is understanding shot selection, good shot versus great shot. If you want this and more of what I've broken down, like the structure of a 4-out-1 motion offense, we have that in our membership, coachesedge.coach. We have a 5-part video breakdown from 2-on-0 all the way into 5-on-0 showing you the actions. We have like a 30-page drill sheet of how you can build this offense up. I'm a paper guy. I like the videos, but if I'm like in practice or something, I'm not a big fan of like just getting my phone out or something. But if I got like my drill sheet, yeah, I got a folder. I'm going flipping through those. Oh yeah, we're doing this one. Here's how it looks. A little bigger on paper, show to your players. We got all that inside the Coach's Edge membership as well. So join us. It's a great time for personal development. It's not just lawn mowing / podcast season. This is a great time of year to better yourself. You're looking for a community of coaches, hungry to get better. We got a great group of coaches from around the United States inside the Coach's Edge membership. I'm all about it. Love working with them. If there's anything I can do for you, let me know. Get after today.